This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Well, we're back again. I am so grateful, and I mean grateful, to be back with you today. And we're going to continue on this week with talking about a book that's really helped me out, and I just really want to share it with you. And it's called Fierce Conversations, Achieving Success at Work and in Life, One Conversation at a Time. And it's written by Susan Scott. And I talk about rewords. You know, the Lord gave me this and said that every show should have a re with it. And what he showed me was that re is second time around, second chance, revisit, renew, rebirth, recover, re's. And so every month we have reword, or maybe more than one. And through the months, we've been going through different rewords because we're evaluating, we're reevaluating, and we're figuring out where we are right now, where we've been, and where we're going. And isn't that what life is about? It's a journey. And we do have choices. You know, the Lord didn't make us robots. He really didn't make us robots. He gave us freedom of choice for a reason. He wants us to choose him. So you have a choice on whether you're going to choose him and his way for your life because he created you for a specific purpose, or you can choose your own way. I can guarantee you his way is better. I know that. I know that in my heart because that's my belief system. What's your belief system? So we're right now on revisit, reclarify, and recommit to what your soul desires. And that's right out of this book. Evaluating some or revisiting some of the things that we've already covered, the principle number one was master the courage to interrogate reality. Have you ever had a conversation, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. Are you really doing fine? You know, do you feel safe? Do you feel comfortable to really express how you're really feeling? Does the person that's asking you that question, is it just something they're asking just to walk by and really doesn't want to know the answer? Or is it somebody that genuinely cares? I bet you can tell the difference. I know I can. Somebody's just shooting the breeze and just wanting to get past you in the hallway, or somebody that's really genuinely concerned about how you're doing. Part of that is eye contact, I think. You know, it's their physical appearance on, are they stopping to ask you, or are they walking by and it's, you know, you're in the elevator and it's just something you say. How's the weather? How are you? It's kind of the same thing. Or is it, how are you? So what kind of questions are you asking people, and do you genuinely care? That's something you can ask yourself. So taking stock, which is in the first chapter, here's some of the questions. What are my goals when I converse with people? What kinds of things do I usually discuss? Are there other topics that would be more interesting? How often do I find myself, just to be polite, saying things I don't mean? How many meetings have I sat in where I knew the real issues were not being discussed? And what about the conversations in my marriage? What issues are we avoiding? If any of this hits home to you, there's more questions here in this book. But if any of these questions are hitting home to you at all, I'm going to challenge you and encourage you to realize what the questions are that you're not asking. Or if you have something you need to say to someone, one of those fierce conversations that you need to say, you need to understand that your feelings do matter. They matter. They matter to God, or he wouldn't have given them to you. We need to pay attention to how we're feeling. Does it mean we make decisions based on our feelings? No. But we need to be aware of what's happening in our body. Our body is letting us know something's not right. So if you're feeling things that are negative, ask yourself what it is. Why are you feeling that? And then, you know, expose it. Get it out in the open. that's not always comfortable. In fact, it's very uncomfortable lots of times. But you know what's even worse is when you don't have that conversation. And what happens then? If I were guaranteed honest responses to any three questions, whom would I question and what would I ask? These are so good. These are out of this book. How often do I recall members of my team or staff putting their real concerns on the table in an attempt to make the conversation genuine? What about my conversations at home? How honest are my partner and I being with each other? When was the last time I said what I really thought and felt? How would I describe the level of collaboration, alignment, and accountability of my executive team or of my family members? I talked on the last time about, you know, we are all leaders because we are leading somebody. Somebody's watching us. Somebody is, the choices we're making and how we act is affecting those that are around us. So whether you think you're a leader or not, somebody's following. And are you doing what you should be doing? I'm learning very, very strongly. I mean, it's being forced upon me to have these fierce conversations because feelings matter. Not only my feelings and your feelings, but other people's feelings. And sometimes by not having that conversation, the other person's thinking everything is just fine. And it's not. And so then something happens down the road and all of a sudden it's surprise, surprise. I had no idea is what this person says. I had no idea you felt that way. I had no idea that this was going on. I thought everything was hunky-dory. So whose fault is that? If you're the person that has a thought or a feeling, something that's not right, then it's your responsibility, not somebody else's to read your mind. It's your responsibility to make that known to those that are around you. So if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on KKLA.com, click on Listen Live, and you can go to SueFreeze.com. And Sue Freeze is spelt like fries, Sue Fries or Freeze.com. And you can listen to this podcast or any of the previous shows. This show has been going on for 2 years now, and I'm feel good about that. I feel good about that because I have people such as yourself, listeners, that are contacting me via email on the SueFreeze.com site and telling me that something that was said, a direction that they've chosen to go, was a reflection of listening to this show. And that makes me feel so good. And it's not me, it's the Lord. This is not my show, it's the Lord's show, and I'm just being an open vessel. And for those of listening, you all have spiritual gifts. You all have gifts that God has given you. And if you don't know what they are, the best thing I can suggest is to think about what you're good at. And usually what you're good at is something to do with a gift that God has given you. So whatever you're good at, make it go to good work and make it used for God's kingdom, for the betterment of his kingdom. So, and helping others is a great way to do that. I always say, you know, look for a need and fill it. And that's what God does too. He looks for a need. The need is that he needs to be number one in your life. He needs to be who you look to first. So with that being said, we're talking about this book called Fierce Conversations. Fierce, the definition: robust, intense, strong, powerful, passionate, eager, unbridled. And it's really freeing when you have these conversations, even though you're so scared to have them. When you actually do have them, what happens is it opens up a world to you. And you know what? I want that for you. I want you to experience all there is in this life. Fierce conversations often do take time. The problem is anything else takes longer. That is so true. Because if you don't express yourself, then what happens is that it takes longer to get to a solution. You define the problem, identify the problem, and then come up with a solution. Most leaders have learned from experience that until the multiple, sometimes conflicting realities of key individuals have been explored, implementing a plan can be a decidedly tentative endeavor. To the degree that you resist or disallow the exploration of differing realities in your workplace or at home, you will spend time, money, energy, emotion, cleaning up the aftermath of plans quietly but effectively torpedoed by individuals who resent the fact that their experience, opinions, and strongly held beliefs are apparently of little interest to the organization or the family. In a personal relationship, adapt the words to fit the situation. This is what our relationship looks like and feels like to me. I truly want to know your thoughts, particularly if they differ from mine. The success of our relationship depends on our ability to understand each other and be truthful with each other to stay current. Things change, don't they, in life? Things change, issues change, so we have to stay current. I like the word current. We have to stay current. Above all, as you describe reality from your perspective, do not lay blame. You may get some sideways glances. Don't let that concern you. Each time you describe reality accurately without laying blame, and that's in cursive, without laying blame, you create a kind of force field around yourself, one that feels good to others. And it's good when you can have a conversation and have others feel good about the conversation, even if it's a tough conversation. That's magic. In going forward with these, with this book, Fierce Conversations from Susan Scott, you will gain skills in drawing out your colleagues, customers, and life partners' view of reality. You will learn how to really ask in such a way that people really respond. You'll learn how to engage others in conversations resulting in greater clarity, intimacy, understanding for change, bringing you closer together no matter how far apart your current realities and hopes for the future seem to be. That's kind of encouraging, isn't it? Because you could feel so distant and so far apart, like how could we ever pull ourselves back together again? How can we connect at some level? How can we do that? So here's a refresher from this first chapter. Regularly interrogate reality in your workplace and in your personal life. What has changed? Does the plan still make sense? If not, what is required of you or of others? Since everyone owns a piece of the truth about reality, consider whose realities should be explored before important decisions are made. Avoid blame by modifying your language. Replace the word but with and. If you just tried that, if there was one thing you got, like a golden nugget, I would say that. When you're having any conversation, whether it's in the workplace or at home, when you find yourself using the word but, like yeah, but, or but, change it with and da-da-da-da-da. If you just do that, you're going to see a change in the response and reactions of those that you are communicating with. So that's one golden nugget if you just take that. There's a lot more golden nuggets that we've been going through because this book is filled with them. But that one right there is something you could change right here, right now. And I love it when we can do something right here, right now. And the last one on this is ensure that your personal and corporate immune systems are healthy by conducting an integrity scan and correcting any outages. And what that means basically is just be present with those that you're in contact with and make sure that you're right with yourself, that you're honest with what's going on within yourself and those around you. And if you do that, you're going to find that you're going to feel better and your body's going to know when you're not in alignment. So make sure that you're in alignment. If you're just tuning in, I am reading from a book called Fierce Conversations by Susan Scott. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Going on to principle two. Come out from behind yourself into the conversation and make it real. Authenticity is not something you have. It is something you choose. And there's that word again, choose. We choose. We have a choice. Consider this. Successful relationships require that all parties view getting their core needs met as being legitimate. You won't articulate your needs to yourself, much less to your work team or life partner, until and unless you see getting your needs met as a reasonable expectation. So pry the permission door open just far enough to consider that you have a right to clarify your position, state your view of reality, and ask for what you want. Now that sounds kind of unnerving to some Christians because is that selfishness? You could ask yourself that. Is getting your needs met selfish? Successful relationships require that all parties view getting their core needs met as being legitimate. So we'd have to define what core needs are. Coming out from behind yourself is part of the search, whether born of panic or courage, for that highly personalized rapture of feeling completely yourself, happy in your own skin. It is a reach for authenticity, a process of individuation. When you cease to compare yourself with others and choose instead to live your life. It is an opportunity to raise the bar on the experience of your life. It is a deepening of integrity when who you are and what you live are brought into alignment. No more damping down your soul's deepest longings in order to get approval from others. Authenticity is a powerful attractor. When we free our true selves and release the energy, others recognize it and respond. It is as if we have set ourselves ablaze. Others are attracted to the warmth and add their logs to the fire. So where do we go with that? To say of someone, he died with his identity intact, is not a compliment. That's interesting. Barring all else, what is one word or phrase that absolutely describes you? And then it says, before you read on, take a moment and do this for yourself. Are you ready? I want you to write this down. So if you're not somewhere where you have a pen and a paper, just remember that you need to write this down. What is a word, one word or phrase that unfailingly describes you? That's a good question to ask family members or people that love you, that are close to you, friends, even, you know, people in your workplace. What is one word or phrase that would describe you? And be ready for the answer, because I did this. I did this with my children, and I did this for myself. And I was very pleased to hear what it was. And then what you have to ask yourself, are you always true to that? Does it always fit? Or is there some times or some issues or areas in which maybe that isn't the case? And you want to make yourself genuine, so you want to be true to whatever that is. For me, mine was bright. Somebody described me as bright. That was my one word. And you know what? I lean on that quite a bit. When I walk into a room, I want to be a light. I don't want to be darkness. I want to be the light in the darkness. So when someone said I was bright, I thought of light. But they also meant that I was bright, meaning intelligent. I don't think of myself personally as very smart, although I've been around the block. I don't know where you are, but intellectually, we all have our own troubles and trials and tribulations, and we know where we stand. At least I think we do. Some of us don't have an accurate belief system. But look at where you are in life. And that's usually from choices you've made. And usually that's because of the beliefs that you have for yourself. If you've had a parent that has told you that you're nothing, or that you're low, you know, that you don't amount to anything, or you're never going to amount to anything, it's up to you to change that view. And the way you do that is by making a choice to believe your parent or believe what God says about you. What does God say about you? There's a lot of things that God says about you. And if you want to know what those things are, you can go to the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word.com. And there's a list, I think it's 3 pages long, that says I am. And the I ams are scriptures, and the I am scriptures are from God, what God says about you. Now, if I had a choice between listening to what my parent, especially if they were negative, or what God says about me, I guarantee you I would choose what God says about me. And I would suggest to you, if you want to build your self-image and you want to feel better and you want to know how God feels about you, go to SueFreeze.com and look up Helping Hands and look for the I Ams. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You know, I'm so thankful to be here. And we're talking about a book that's really helped me, because it's difficult to have those fierce conversations. Sometimes you think that you're sparing somebody their emotion or their feelings by not sharing with them something that's really honest or truthful. But first thing you need to do is you need to be honest with yourself. How are you feeling? What are you thinking? And why are you feeling and what, you know, why are you thinking what you're thinking, and why are you feeling what you're feeling? And when you do that and you're totally honest with yourself, then it's important that you're honest with those that matter to you. You know, whether it's your child, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your mother or your father, if there's an issue, any issue, if there's pain, if you get emotional and you get teary-eyed or you get sad because of something that happened maybe 15 years ago with your mom or with your dad or with a sister or brother, and you've never brought that out into the light, you've never exposed that dark place, that place that's very painful when you go there, I so wish and desire for you to allow yourself the opportunity to just open up that conversation, to open it up and say, hey, you know what? I really need to have this conversation with you. I really need to talk to you about something that happened a long time ago. And it really doesn't matter right now. I've forgiven you or whatever, but I really need to talk to you about this because I just want to bring it into the light. And when you do that and you actually have that conversation, you know, they say that forgiveness, you know, even if the person doesn't forgive you, when you forgive them, it releases you from a prison that you're in. If somebody does you wrong and you forgive them, even if they haven't accepted it or whatnot, that really isn't the key. The key is that you're being released from this dungeon, this prison. It's holding you down from being free to experience the fullness of life. So if there is, and I guarantee you there probably is with 99.9 people listening right now, that there is somebody or an incident that's happened that you've never told anybody, or that you've kept a secret, or you've kept it inside of you and you said, oh, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Stuff, stuff, stuff. And when you stuff those emotions and you stuff those feelings, they don't go away. They continue on and they eat at you. Even if you think you got it under control, you don't. I'm going to take a sidebar right now. Something happened to me a long time ago, and I'm going to share this with you right now because I can tell you what God has done to bring me through this, which gives people hope, and that's the only reason I expose and bring vulnerable areas of my life into the light. I was young, and I got pregnant, and I'm not proud of that, not at all. I decided to have an abortion. When I did this, I thought I was doing the only thing I knew I could do. At the time, that was my only option. I didn't know other options. I just tried to take care of it because I didn't want to burden anyone with my issues. So I took care of it. Years later, during the time, you know, things happened and I just went through it and took care of it and got on with my life. And I thought I was fine. I thought I had gone through with my life and everything was cool. But the truth of the matter is it was deep, 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 deep down in there. And it was affecting other parts of my life. But I didn't know it until God put me in a place where I had to reach up. And when I reached up, he gave me a person. The man's name was David. And he gave me the opportunity to go into Christian counseling, where I actually had a time where I was honest about this situation. And I got healed from it. And the way it was done was so precious, even to this day. What happened? And I know there's women out there listening right now that have this secret. And I'm bearing your pain with you right now. And just letting you know that God will give you the healing you need to get through this. And if you're a man that's been involved in this situation, you can help too. Be compassionate. Be sensitive to the situation. And know also that there is other choices. You don't have to have an abortion. There's companies out there. There's ministries out there called CPC. I'm a director now in this organization. And there's many of them out there that are choosing life. And you can be part of that and you can go there and get the help you need. But CPC is one of them. And I'm a director now. Why? Because of my pain. Because God saw me through it. And now I feel like I can relate to the situation. I can relate to you if you're going through it or if you've been through it. There's hope and there's forgiveness. And this is what happened to me, is that David, this wonderful man, David, he sat me down and he said to me, I want you to picture your baby right now, wrapped up in a white blanket, soft, soft blanket. And I want you to picture handing the baby over to Jesus. Jesus is reaching down and you're putting your baby in his hands. And I can't even tell you what that did for me. And someday I'm going to see that baby again. And you will see yours too. And understand that there are more than one choice. So we'll come back after the break. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites. Every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back from the break, and if I left you emotional and crying because you're in a situation that you weren't sure what to do, I just want you to know that you can contact Choose Life, CPC, Parenthood, you know, Christian Parenthood, counseling for parents, things like that. And you can get directions. You can get options. You know, I think about my baby sometimes and how old he would be. And it was a he. And I think about how old he would be and what kind of, you know, son he would have been. I think about that. And someday I'll meet him again. And I feel good about that. But you don't have to go through this. You don't have to experience this pain. But the other option is tough, too. You know, if you're choosing to put your baby up for adoption, there's so many people that I even know that so desperately want a baby and don't understand why they haven't been blessed to be able to have a child of their own. But they would be such wonderful parents. And, you know, they could be the parents of the child that you don't feel right now is the right time. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in that. You know, that's the ultimate love and sacrifice is to do that. Is it easy? No. But neither is getting an abortion. It seems like, you know, you just take care of it and you move on. It's with you for life. It's an emotional decision that affects your life forever. And even if you're forgiven, you don't forget. And I'm just here to tell you that you think it's an easier choice, and I'm here to tell you that I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I look at the commandments, thou shalt not kill. And I've done that. I've killed. And that burdens me beyond burden. I know I'm forgiven, and God's grace is sufficient for me. And God's grace is sufficient for you if you've made this choice and you've done this too. It's okay, and God forgives you. Because you know, you felt that was what you needed to do. So I'm going to move on now. If you're still feeling pain, if you're emotional, get help. Seek godly counsel. That's what the Bible says. Seek godly counsel. You can always find people that are going to tell you what you want to hear, but you want to find people that are going to tell you what you need to hear. So understand that. All right. So moving on in this fierce conversation, which we were just having somewhat of one, but it was a one-sided one because I'm talking and you're listening and you don't get to talk back. And I'm sorry for that because I'd love to be having that conversation with you. Anyway, the next part of this book is talking about the following 4 assignments. First, you will do a gut check on how you feel about your life today. Next, you'll describe key aspects of the future you desire. Third, given the gap between your current reality and your ideal future, you'll identify the conversations you need to have with others. Finally, before you have conversations with anyone else, you have one with yourself about an issue that is troubling you. That's a good place to start, an issue that is troubling you. What are the rewards for coming out from behind yourself into the following conversations and making them real? You will find yourself abandoning the safety of confusion. Confusion and safety are illusions anyway. For the juice and motivation of clarity, you will nurture your own deepening dissolution and the emergence of healthier, more effective qualities and behaviors. Your desire to control others will be balanced with the willingness to surrender. As a result, you will move toward what you desire: a happier marriage. I wish that for everyone. Personal freedom, professional accomplishment, a life that simply fits you better. A lot better. The experience of being awake, alive, and free. Where am I going? Why am I going there? Who's going with me, and how will I get there? It helps to pull back from your life and look at it as if you're the screenwriter, director, producer, and star. What's the plot? What's the story? What's the arc? What's the ending? You can't always foresee the interesting side trips you may take, but where are you headed? Destination are essential for clarity. Even though you will likely make course corrections throughout your life, it is a journey, as wisdom and maturity broaden your perspective and scrub that last shred of inauthenticity off you. But for now, where are you today? Take a stand for the ideal future you envision. This exercise requires and deserves time, ideally a 1 or 2 day personal retreat. Boy, that's going to be nice. And you know what? You will survive it, and so will everybody else, for you to take a 2 day retreat. Believe me. I didn't think that I could do that, and I did it for more than 2 days when I had my injury. And you know what? Everything still functioned just fine. So get out of the disillusion that you can't just leave for a couple of days and take time for yourself. Jesus did. He needed to rest, and he went away and rested. At a minimum, several hours. Your living room will work just fine, though if possible, I suggest that you get out of your everyday environment. A change in your horizon will boost your ability to see new horizons for your life and career. This fierce conversation with oneself, during which we revisit our personal stump speech, has become so valuable to me through the years that I go to considerable lengths to ensure the quality of that conversation. This person's talking about she takes a walk, and it's usually in September, and it's usually 5 to 7 days. And this is the person that wrote this book. So again, we're talking about revisiting, reclarifying, recommitting to what your soul desires. And you are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream, and I want you to know that, to kkla.com. And if you know somebody that needs to hear this or that you think would benefit by hearing this, tell them to go to SueFries, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And you can listen to the podcast, this one, last week, or anything for the last 2 years. And you can listen to it, you can share it, and whatnot. This show is also simulcasted in Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, and San Diego, which is so wonderful. I'm so thankful for that. So that was assignment number 2. So now we're on assignment 3. Assignment 3 is fierce conversations I need to have. Remember before I was saying that, you know, it's saying that you need to have the fierce conversation with yourself because you need to know where you are and to know where you're going and how you're going to get there and who's going with you. But then the assignment number 3 is to have fierce conversations that you need to have. And you've got, you can write a list of the people that you need to talk to and what the topic that you need to talk to them about is. So again, I'm going to refresh your memory on the first half to say that if there is somebody that you have not told something to, that you really, 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 in order to reach this next level of authenticity and freeing yourself of this burden, that the secret that you're keeping because you think you're really saving somebody's feelings, when really you're not allowing the two of you to reach a new level of love, of understanding. I really recommend it highly. I'm so scared. Sometimes the conversations that I need to have, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this, you know, I just don't see how this could be good. But if I don't have it, I'm not allowing the other person to even show me what they're made of or if they care or they don't care. So you're not doing anybody any favors by not having the conversation. It doesn't mean laying blame, like you did this or you did that. It's this happened, this is how I felt, this is what I was thinking at that time, and then you allow the other person to digest. Here's another thing. A lot of the times in my business at Ecola, I'll have employees, because I always tell them all the time, this is a side note, if you have a problem, come to me with a solution. It just lets me know that you've thought about it, that you cared enough to think about it, that you're not just unloading on me. So I always tell all my employees, if you identify a problem, if you see that there's a problem, have a solution. It might not be the right solution, but it is a solution. And it lets me know that we're in this together. So same thing applies here. Someone will come to me with something and they want me to make a decision. And I'll say, how long have you been thinking about this? And they'll say, oh, I've been thinking about it for a week. And they want me to make a decision on the spot. And I'm like, okay, does this decision need to be made right this minute? Or can I have a week since you had a week? Could I have a week to digest and think this through? And it's amazing because they don't realize that they've had time to digest, and I haven't. And so when I let them know that, they usually giggle and say, oh, gosh, I guess that's fair. I've had time to think this through, and you should have the time too. So when we can, it's nice to be able to have the time to think and get all the information, gather all the facts to make the right decision. So now we're on assignment 4. In preparation, identify your single most pressing issue, something that is currently going on in your professional or personal life that you want and need to resolve. In workshops, participants' issues cover a wide range. And I'll give you a couple of them just to get you started on the thought process if you need it. Probably don't, but if you do. Our strategic plan looks good on paper, but it's not being implemented. We're headed for a bad day. I'm failing in my job. I'm afraid I'm going to be fired. My marriage is stagnant. My wife and I are housemates, not lovers. That's sad. That's really sad. I'm sorry for that. I'm overweight. If I don't make a change, my health will suffer. And yes, it will. If you're overweight, you need to do something about it. I think my spouse is having an affair. I encountered more evidence last week. It's driving me crazy. My daughter may be doing drugs. I know she'll deny it. These are all issues, and yes, they need an immediate attention, an immediate conversation. Don't place blame. Just tell how you're feeling about the situation and see what happens from there. To the degree that you are fierce with yourself, passionate, real, unbridled, uncensored, the conversation will help you explore issues by mining for greater clarity, improved understanding, and impetus for change. It will shine a bright light on that issue of yours, the one growling in the dungeon, and you'll live to tell about it. So now it's time to begin. Write down your response to each of the following questions. Do not edit your responses, just write. So here it is. Step one, identify your most pressing issue. The issue that I most need to resolve is... I'm going to actually have this published on Helping Hands, so don't worry about it. You don't have to write it down right now. It'll be on Helping Hands. You can go on to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and you can get this out of the Helping Hands part of my website. Step two, clarify the issue. What is going on? How long has this been going on? And how bad are things? That brings up another point. I always say to people, if they want to have clarity in their relationship and they want to get it really quick, ask this question. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being bad, 10 being best, where am I? Where are we in our relationship? And wait for the response. Don't answer for them. Let them answer. And then based on what they say, how can I get it from whatever the number is to a 9, 9.5? Sometimes, the answer is surprising, and other times it's not. But the next question is, how can I get it, right? So how can I get it from here to there? And wait for them, because they will drive you. Instead of you trying to come up with solutions, and they might be the wrong ones, let the person that's deciding where you're at also decide how to get you from there to there. Takes a lot of the pressure off, doesn't it? And that's at work or at home. If you're just tuning in, or if you've been listening and you don't know who you're listening to, this is the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I'm so glad you've joined us or that you're with us. And I'm here every Saturday from 4 to 5. Step 3, determine the current impact. How is this issue currently impacting me, meaning you? What results are currently being produced for me by this situation? How is this issue currently impacting others? What results are currently being produced for them by this situation? When I consider the impact on myself and others, what are my emotions? There's that question, emotions. You know, I've actually had people in my life that have told me they don't care how I feel. And, you know, if you have somebody in your life that tells you that they don't care how you feel, is that somebody that you want to be around long term? Or, you know, would you ask the question, why don't you care about how I feel or what I think? I think it's important that you surround yourself with people that actually genuinely care. Because those that are around you that care, they study you. They want to get to know you. I mean, really you. They want to know who you are, how you feel, what you think. Those are the kind of people that should be in your inner circle. Those are the people that truly, truly love you, sacrifice, put you first. That's what you want to have around you. So if there are people around that aren't that way, my suggestion is to have that fierce conversation with them and let them know that that's how you're feeling. Maybe you're wrong in your belief system. Maybe that's really not what they mean. I don't know. But ask the question. Don't point blame. Just say, you know, when you say that, makes me feel like this. And if that's truly how you feel, I don't know what to do with that. Wherever you are, these conversations are so impactful, and they will help you be true to you and be true to those around you. Step 4, determine the future implications. If nothing changes, what's likely to happen? What's at stake for me relative to this issue? What's at stake for others? When I consider these possible outcomes, what are my emotions? Step 5, examine your personal contribution to this issue. Oh, it's not all about them, it's about you too. What part are you playing? What is my contribution to this issue? How have I contributed to the problem? There's a good one. See, I see that as step number 5. She has it as step number 5, and I usually have this first. I mean, I identify the problem, and then I'm saying, okay, what part am I playing? Look at the person in the mirror first. You know, what part of this is mine? And own it. Own your part and make a decision on how you're going to make a change to make it better. If you are part of the problem, fix your part. You have the ability to fix you. You don't have the ability to fix somebody else. You can only work on you. But when you work on you, a lot of the times what happens in relationships is the relationship evolves and it changes because you've made a change within you. And so that's a good place to start. Step 6, describe the ideal outcome. When this issue is resolved, what difference will that make? What results will I enjoy? When this issue is resolved, what results will others enjoy? When I imagine this resolution, what are my emotions? So it's asking you to get into the feeling of believing or seeing this happen and how that's going to affect you emotionally. And that's really good too, because a lot of the times your emotions can dynamically, the motion goes forward. If you get, it's like, I remember Amway a long time ago with the circles, and they always say to get in touch with a dream, and the dream is your motivator. And when I'm interviewing employees, I will ask them, what are your goals in life? Where do you want to go? You know, what do you want to have? Some people, it's a big house, white picket fence with a Cadillac in the garage or whatever. And some people, it's quality of life. They just want to have enough money to where they don't have to work as hard. Sometimes it changes with age. I know it did with me. But whatever it is, whatever my employees will say, my future employees, I'll say, what is it that you're wanting so I can help you get there? And a vehicle is, you know, a business. Like Ecola, it helps people get where they want to go. But if we're not clear, if they're not clear on what they want, how can I help them get there? So I help them clarify what their goals are to know if it's possible for me to help them get where they want to go. And, you know, with a business like Ecola, there's different levels of expertise. There's different levels of, you know, like management or technician or supervisor or whatnot. So depending on the person and how much effort and time a person's willing to put in will determine the outcome. And I always tell my employees, I don't hold you back, you do. I will not hold anyone back from anything. I will help you get where you want to go. You be clear on where you want to go, and I will do whatever I can to get you there. And I'm true to that. I'm true to that because I think it's important. Because legacy and significance, to me, that's more important. I don't know about you, and I don't know where you are in your life, but for me, success for me is important to be successful, but it's even more important with Ecola and with my personal life to be significant or make a significant difference. And this show is about trying to make a difference. I'm trying to make a difference in those that are listening. Don't know if I'm doing it. I think I am because people are telling me I am. And for that, I feel so honored and privileged that I'm in the position I am, and I don't take it lightly. And I just want you to know that I'm not a scholar, and I'm not a theologian. I'm just a plain old person that's living life. And I'm a person that reads the Bible, and I understand to a certain level, but there's still questions that are going to go unanswered until I see him in heaven. And the same with you. You know, we can ask why all day long. My dad had cancer, died of cancer, and I said, why God? Why my dad? And I wasn't even, you know, my dad wasn't the nicest guy to me. He was very angry, but he was still my dad, and he died young. And I asked why. You know, my mom died. I loved my mother. She died too young, and I asked myself, why God? Why? And you know what? I don't have the answers. God does. God knows why. I don't know why. All I know is that I need to do what I need to do and be the best I can be for God. And that's what I try to do. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm trying to do. Step number 7 is commit to action. What is the most potent step I could take to move this issue toward resolution? What's going to attempt to get in my way? And how will I get past it? That's understanding your opposition before you even start the project. That's pretty interesting. When will I take this step? I would say take it as soon as you can. Why wait till tomorrow what you can do today? If you can do it today. Get her done. That's what I say at work. Get her done. Let's not wait till tomorrow. Let's get it done today. Contract with yourself. During this fierce conversation with myself, I've identified a potent step to take to begin to resolve this issue. I have chosen the date by which I will take this step. There will be other steps, perhaps many of them. This is the first. I commit to taking it. And it's got action. You write it down. And today's date. Now take a break and walk away. Breathe. Breathing is good. So now I'm going to summarize, and in the book it talks about a refresher. So here's the refresher. Free your true self and release the energy. Others will recognize it and respond. Your body will manifest the pictures your mind sends to it. So clarify where you want to go with your life in 3D. Technicolor, widescreen, with Dolby surround sound. If you overhear yourself saying, I don't know, ask yourself, what would it be if I did know? Sometimes our brain will automatically go to, I don't know. So what would the answer be if you did know? Take yourself seriously. Take your life personally. Otherwise, there won't be enough of you here. This is an amazing book. And I tell you, you know, it just is so good for you to take this advice and have these conversations. Don't second guess yourself. Don't talk yourself out of it. Just do it, like Nike says. Just do it. And like Sue Free says, just do it and get it done today. Take the time to talk to those people. Another thing I want to say is it's not always a negative conversation. We don't give enough hugs in this world, and we don't say thank you enough. And in the Bible it says, in all things give thanks. In all things give thanks. Are you saying thank you enough? I know that no matter how often I say thank you, it's not enough. And have the conversation to say, you know what? You so matter in my life. You are so special to me. I am so thankful God put you in my life. Do you know how healing that is? For you to say that, number one, for it to come out of you, but also for the person that's hearing it. For your kids daily, touch them daily. Tell them you love them every time you leave the house, every time they leave the house. You never know if it will be the last. I know that sounds gruesome, but it's true in a lot of cases. You never know the last time you're going to see somebody. So understand that and take heart of that and realize that this could be the last time you see that person. Make sure the impact is a good one. Make sure you don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, if you have an issue, take care of it. And here's another word of advice for married couples. One thing, if you're in the heat of an argument and it's late at night and you're really tired, all I suggest to you to do is say, we have to get back to this. It's important to me. We can get back to this and give a date and a time and hold to your word. Do these things and I guarantee you, you will find that it'll be better in your household. Other than that, you know, next week, we're going to continue on with Fierce Conversations, Achieving Success at Work and in Life, one conversation at a time. So until next week, love you all so much, and Jesus loves you so very much. Reach up, if you haven't done that already, and ask Him into your heart and into your life, and He will guide your path. Be a light in the darkness. Until next week, God bless.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli. Powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.